Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. You know we're going to do a bunch of different things today, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Please write your name at the top of your paper, and I will too. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. And then you can put your pencil down, because you know we're gonna color first. So if you look at our picture, it's an election. An election is when you get to vote for something. In November, we usually have elections for grown-ups, but we could have an election in a classroom too. So the first thing I want you to do is look at the man or the boy sitting in the chair. Do you see him? Let's give that kid or that man, I don't really know, some brown hair. Find your brown crayon and give that person sitting in the chair some brown hair. Hey, hair and chair, they rhyme. Don't they rhyme? They do, hair and chair over there. All right, put down your brown crayon. Let's give this person with the brown hair a red shirt. I'm not picky. Any kind of red works for me. So you in your class, maybe you've gotten to vote for something. I know I've had things where we've voted, you know, maybe what we want to do for Fun Friday. And then whichever choice has the most votes wins. Put down that red crayon and let's give him some blue pants. You know me, any kind of blue works. And then maybe in your family you vote on things. What movie to watch, where to go for dinner, right? And the choice with the most votes wins. All right, you can put down your blue crayon. Let's give him some black shoes. Give him some black shoes. Now, let's have him sitting. Ready? Put down that black crayon. He should be sitting in an orange chair. Make that chair orange. All right. Got it? Now, I'm still coloring the chair legs. Now, when you look at the table that he's sitting in front of, there's a box on top of that table. Sometimes that can be called a ballot box. The ballot is where you put your vote. You write it down on a ballot. So on that box, do you see those stars? You know we're gonna make them yellow. Color those stars yellow. So let's talk about the word box. I'm gonna sound it out for you. Box. Box. Will you sound it out? Tell me the sounds in box. Box. What's the last sound in box? What's the last sound? X. I love that. All right. Do you see where the stars are? That bottom part of the box, we're going to color that blue. Not the top part. Don't color the top part of the box blue. Just the bottom part. So we'll go in and around the stars. In and around. And you see the lock on the box? You can go around that too. It's okay if you already colored it blue. Don't panic. So the ending sound in box is X. Can you think of another word that ends with X? It rhymes with box. Box. Fox. You got it. Okay, now let's color the top part of the box red. We'll make this kind of look like patriotic. Make it look a little patriotic. All right. Take 3 more seconds to finish up that ballot box. three, two, one. Let's color that table brown. Can you think about the ending sound for brown? Brown. What's the last sound you hear? Brown. Yes, the letter N. Brown. And we are using a crayon that ends with N too. Two more seconds. Two, one. Okay, the boy in the front of the line. There's a line of kids waiting to vote. The boy in the front of the line, closest to the table. Do you see him? Standing up. He's wearing a button on his shirt. The button, it says vote. Let's color his button red. I think we just had our red crayon, but go ahead and pick it up again. Color the button red. And then let's make him have a green shirt. Color his shirt green. What's the ending sound in button? Button. Yes, the letter N, like brown and crayon. And what about green? What's the ending sound for green? Yeah, N. You got it. Lots of that, huh? Let's give this kid brown pants. Let's have him wear some brown pants. And then let's just go ahead, since we're holding our crayon, give him some brown shoes as well. And then we'll give him, how about this, black hair. Color his hair black. What's the last sound you hear in black? Yeah, it's a CK sound. We put the C and the K together and we get k, k, k. C makes a k sound, K makes a k sound. All right, now the girl standing next to him holding that sign, that says ballot. Ballot, and you can see it ends with a T, ballot. Let's color the ballot. First of all, I want you to pick yes or no. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to take your black crayon, and I want you to check yes, which is the top box, or no, which is the bottom box. Ready? Here's my question. Do you like dogs? Yes or no? I'm going to check yes. And then let's color the ballot yellow. Color all around the ballot yellow. Now, I don't know what these kids are voting on. It could be for anything. I was just making that up to have a little bit of fun while we listen and learn together. So what's the ending sound in ballot? T, ballot. Does hat have the same ending sound as ballot? It does. All right, let's give this girl some brown hair. Don't color the bow. We'll color that a different color in just a moment. We'll give her some brown hair. And we'll leave the bow alone. Don't forget the little bit of hair down by her face. It's kind of sticking out from the back of her head. All right, let's give her a purple bow. Give her a purple bow and then while we're holding our purple crayon, I almost said purple, our purple crayon, give her some purple boots. That's fun. Give her some purple boots. And then we won't color her legs. We'll say that those, she's, oh yeah, let's color her legs blue, like she's wearing pants. Might as well put some pants on her, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, the next person in line is a girl with pigtails. She has two pigtails and two bows. Let's color her bows. I can't talk today. Let's color her bows pink. She's next in line to vote. What's the ending sound in vote? Vote. Yes, T, like ballot. Vote. Ballot. All right, let's give her some yellow hair. We'll have her have some blonde hair. We've got black hair, brown hair, blonde hair. Getting all the different colors going. All right. Here we go. Almost finished. Okay, take 3 seconds. Three, two, one. Let's give her let's have her wear, let's put pink stripes on her dress. See those two pink stripes in the middle? Go ahead and make those pink. And then we'll color the rest of her dress. Let's do purple. Let's do the rest of her dress purple. Pink and purple. That goes nice together. This is the listening part. You need to listen and follow the directions. Even if you wanted her to wear a different color dress, you got to follow my directions. I'm in charge. Ooh, fancy. All right, take two more seconds. Two, one, and let's move over to the last kid in the line. Ready? When I said that about the hair, we didn't color anyone with red hair. So let's give him some red hair. Because, you know, kids can have red hair. Any kind of red will work. I'm just going to try and find my best red and color kind of lightly. All right. And then let's give him, a blue shirt. He needs a blue shirt. Let's do blue. Hold on. Stop. If it's not too late, let's give him a blue and an orange shirt. It's okay if you already started coloring it all one color, but I like his stripes. So I'm going to do blue, orange, blue, orange, blue, orange, blue, orange. I did all my blues first. Now I'm going to go back and do my orange. I hope I didn't mess you up, but if I did, it's totally okay for him to have a total blue shirt. That's not a problem. But I like his stripes. All right, let's give him some blue shorts as well. Or pants, I'm not sure. Looks like shorts, doesn't it? Because they don't go all the way to his shoes. And speaking of his shoes, what do you think? Black? Let's give him some black shoes. Okay, now we've finished with all the kids in line waiting to vote. Now, do you see behind them three booths? These are three, they're covered up with curtains. Do you see that? There's one, two, three of them. We call them the voting booth. The voting booth. And when you go in there, you pull the curtain across so no one can see you, and it's private so you can vote without telling people how you voted. So you might have that, like if you've ever been to the mall or let's say Target or Walmart and you need to try something on, you can go into a dressing room. And sometimes dressing rooms have doors, but sometimes they just have a curtain. So it's a little place like that. Well, I want us to color the curtain of the booth in the middle. See how there's three booths with curtains? Find the one in the middle. Okay, we're going to color that curtain hanging down and that whole booth, we're going to color it orange. So find your orange crayon, doesn't matter what kind of orange, and color the curtain orange. So it's kind of stripey. And we're working on the one in the middle between the other two. So I'm just doing the curtain. Now, if you want to do the sides and the top orange as well, you can. But I was going to switch to brown for that, for the outside of the booth. I was going to switch to brown. So if you haven't done that yet, you can switch to brown with me. All right, so if you made it orange, that's okay. I just switched to brown. I'm doing the sides and the top. All right, take about three more seconds. Three, two, one. Now I want you to look at the booth on the other side where the boy or the man in the chair is. That's on the right-hand side. Do you see the booth by the kid in the chair or the man in the chair? We don't know, do we? Okay, let's color the sides and the top of that booth brown. And I know some of this booth is covered up by our code. So just go around the code. That's what we use to scan so you can hear my voice. And then let's color that curtain green. Any kind of green. I'm going to use my yellow green. we'll color this curtain green. So you gotta wait in line when you're gonna vote. And then you go back here and pull the curtain across so it's private. Can you think of the last sound in curtain? In curtain, what's the last sound? Yep, N. Okay, 3, 2, 1. All right, do you see the last booth? We haven't colored it yet. Let's do the outside brown, the side, and the top. Go side, the side, and top. What's the ending sound in top? Top, top. Yep, P. And then let's color this curtain yellow. Let's color this curtain yellow. We're making it colorful. I think most of the time if you're in an election and you have to go to vote, like as a grown-up, all the curtains are usually the same color. But we don't care because we are learning. Listen and learn. Okay, friends, put down all your crayons. How many booths do we have in all? 1, 2, 3. If we took away the green one, how many would be left? Yep, 2. We have 2. Let's see. How many circle buttons do we have on the booths? 2. If we took one away, how many would we have left? 1. All right, boys and girls, scoot down to the bottom. Find your pencil. We're going to look at the letter X. See it? We're looking for pictures that end with X. X. Ready? If it ends with X, circle it. I'll tell you the picture name. You circle it. Box. Alligator. Fox. Boat. Camera. Mix. All right, let's check. Did you circle box? Good. Alligator? No, don't circle that. Fox? Yes. Boat? No. Camera? No. Mix? Yes. So you should have box, fox, mix, circle. Let's look at N, like curtain. Ready? Lamp should end with N. Pen? Money? Den, van, guitar. All right, did you circle lamp? No. What about pin? Yes. Money? No. Den? Yes. Van? Yes. Guitar? No. So pin, den, van, end with N. What about T? Ready? If it ends with T, circle it. T like vote, ballot. Ready? Candy, pot, sun, horn, hat, net. Ready? Did you circle candy? No. What about pot? Yeah. Sun? Yes. Horn? No. Hat? Yes. I said sun, yes, didn't I? Boys and girls, Mrs. Oldham lost her mind. If you circled sun, erase it. I have to erase mine. I just lost my mind because up above we were doing N, and I think I was still thinking about it. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness. We're listening for tea. So hat and pot and net should have a circle around it, not sun. Mrs. Oldham made a big fat mistake, but that's okay because I do make mistakes and so do all of us, right? Okay, let's go down to the fingers. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Cross out 2 of them. Put an X over 2 of them. How many are left? 4. Write the number 4 on the line. Let's count the counters in the 10 frame. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Cross off 2. 1, 2. How many are left? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. Boys and girls, you did it. You did the whole thing. And you probably didn't make a mistake like I did. That's because you rock. I roll together. We rock and roll. See you next time. Bye.